Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dan Qingli, a PhD student from Zhejiang University, China, and now a joint PhD student at Auburn University, Alabama. I'm very glad to be here to introduce part of our research about ARIES. My presentation is about comparative analysis between evergreen and deciduous ARIES. Now, let's begin. As we all know, ARIES is a world famous ornamental herbaceous perennials, and it's widely used in the plants of this genus are widely used in the northern hemisphere because of their high ornamental value, diverse ecological habit, and the low maintenance. Sorry, I'm a bit nervous. So, as in my studying area, Hangzhou, Hangzhou is located in the Yangtze River Delta, China, and it is in the transition zone between the temperate and subtropical climates. The lowest temperature in Hangzhou is as low as -6.6 to -10 centigrade degree, and the period of low temperature during which minimum daily temperature less than 10 centigrade degree could last up to 4 to 5 months. Green period is an important factor to evaluate the ornamental period of ARIES. Previously, we conducted a 2-year field study on mature ARIES populations and predicted their green period using a digital image analysis technique in Hangzhou. It turned out that most ARIES species go dormant without any aesthetic quality for 5 to 6 months. However, several evergreen species and cultivars have very good winter performance in Hangzhou. For example, Japanese ARIES and Louisiana ARIES, they could keep green even after snow. So, the problem is that for most ARIES, their green period are too short in the Yangtze River Delta. However, the coexistence of evergreen and deciduous ARIES fan types in this region provide possibility for research of differences between evergreen and deciduous ARIES. Multiple factors influence the abilities of herbaceous perennials to keep green or deciduous in winter. For example, environmental factors and some intrinsic traits, such as dormancy characteristics, leaf longevity, and foliar cold tolerance. Compared to woody perennials, research about herbaceous foliar habits is very limited, especially under controlled environment. So our research have two objectives. The first is have a good understanding of responses in closely related evergreen and deciduous ARIES fan types under controlled environment. Second is find potential factors significantly correlated with these two foliar habits, evergreen and deciduous. So we use the low temperature and combined with dehydration to simulate natural cold acclimation to induce growth seeds in evergreen and deciduous ARIES fan types. The closely related evergreen and deciduous ARIES fan types we use in this study are velvet memory Louisiana ARIES and yellow flag. They both belong to section Limnaris. And the Japanese ARIES and the roof ARIES, they both belong to the section cross ARIES. In addition to their close relationship by classification, we also investigate their winter performance and foliar traits. As we can see from these photos, yellow flag and roof ARIES, they fallen leaves and turned yellow, while Louisiana ARIES and Japanese ARIES still have very good aesthetic quality on the same day of January. For foliar trees, Louisiana ARIES and the yellow flag, they both have sword-shaped leaves, very similar leaves, and roof ARIES and the Japanese ARIES, they both have fan-shaped leaves. Besides, leaf anatomical structures and leaf thickness are very similar in these two groups of evergreen and deciduous areas. In this study, we used 1 year-old uniformly sized rhizomes of 4 area species and cultivars from vegetative propagation and planted them in plastic pots. Before our study, we moved these plants into a growth chamber and maintained at 20 centigrade degree. Then all plants were clipped at 10 centimeters above the soil surface and maintained at 10 centigrade for our experiments. Water was withheld after this study began. Photo period, light quality and humidity are the same with the 2 week acclimation before this experiment. Morphological parameters and were measured every 3 days, and apical shoot samples were taken every 6 days for physiological and biochemical analysis. The measurements in this study include morphological parameters and parameters related to carbohydrate change, stress tolerance, and phytohormone balance. From these photos, we could see different morphological changes between evergreen and deciduous arisantos during our study. The results part, 2 deciduous aris, roof aris and yellow flag, they both stop vegetative growth earlier than the evergreen ones. For the number of withered leaves, we can see Japanese aris and yellow flag. There's a significantly influence in number of withered leaves in these two species, while there was no distinct increase in roof aris and Louisiana aris. In these two figures, x-axis indicated growth state and y-axis indicated total soluble sugar and starch concentrations respectively. There's a significantly decrease of total soluble sugar concentrations in two evergreen aris phenotypes, especially on day 6 and day 24. While there's no obvious change in two deciduous ones. For starch concentrations, Japanese aris and roof aris reduced significantly in the whole study. Louisiana aris reached its maximum value on the 60, then decreased gradually, while yellow flag kept stable during this study. This figure is about MDA concentration. A similar changing pattern of Japanese aris and roof aris was in green, and that of Louisiana aris and yellow flag was in red. In our study, roof aris, Japanese aris, and yellow flag significantly decreased their MDA concentration on the 60 and then kept stable until an obvious increase on the 24th day. However, there was an unexpected increase on the 60 for Louisiana aris. For SOD activity, you can see no distinct changes of SOD activity of 4 aris species and cultivars until the 18th day. SOD activity of Japanese aris and roof aris significantly decreased from the 18th day to 24th day, while that of Louisiana aris and yellow flag didn't change. In addition, we determined phytohormone change on the first 3 sampling stages. ABA concentration in Japanese aris and roof aris significantly increased on the 6th day and kept stable on the 12th day, while that in Louisiana aris and yellow flag reached their minimum value on the 6th day. For IA concentration, Japanese aris and roof aris increased gradually, and so as Louisiana aris, while yellow flag reached its maximum on the 6th day. gibberellin acid concentrations in roof iris and yellow flag and Louisiana iris reached their maximum value on the 12th day, when the Japanese iris reached its minimum value. No regular change of jasmonic acid concentrations in four iris species and cultivars could be found during different sampling stages. At last, we use the plant height as a basic parameter to conduct a correlation analysis with physiological and biochemical factors determined by apical shoots. For roof iris and Japanese iris, there were seven same parameters significantly correlated with plant height. Among these parameters, only their correlations of total soluble sugar concentration with plant height were opposite. However, there were only two same parameters significantly correlated in both yellow flag and Louisiana iris. Total soluble sugar of Louisiana iris had a negative correlation with plant height, which is the same with Japanese iris and but opposite to roof iris. In conclusion, we confirmed that morphological variations of four iris and the controlled environment were consistent with their performances during natural overwintering, and only number of withered leaves and SOD activity had significant correlation with plant height in four iris species and cultivars. Finally, the significant inverse correlation in plant height and soluble sugar content between evergreen and deciduous iris might have a great influence on their interspecific differences in growth characteristics and foliar habits. This is only a preliminary research about foliar habits between evergreen and deciduous irises. Further research is needed. Dr. Yu also found a natural hybrid between Japanese iris and roof iris, and the hybrid is evergreen. It indicated that the evergreen trait might be heritable. So we now are trying to build a genetic population between Japanese iris and roof iris for the heredity of their foliar habits. In addition, we use the next generation sequencing to do comparative transcriptome analysis between Japanese iris and the roof iris during their natural overwintering. Analysis of the genes underlying growth factors transition with different foliar habits in iris will provide molecular regulatory mechanism and a basis for further functional studies. These are my co-authors, Professor Yiping Xia, Dr. Jiaping Zhang, Kuang Li, and Zhao Zhang. They helped me to design and conduct this experiment. Thank you for your attention. Do you have any questions?
Why
MDA?
Yeah,
according to our experiment, we found Japanese iris and roof iris, they have the similar changing patterns, yeah. During our different sampling stages. Yeah. So we use these two species for our further research. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
You might have also said something that your study are non-bordering, but some of these different parameters are related to each other.
Oh, sorry.
You measured many different things.
Yeah.
Because
because we are not sure which parameters related to the different foliar habits. So we test a lot of parameters and want to find their potential relationship with foliar habits by correlation analysis. Yeah. So we got this result. How do it happen? Because our experiment is not only about plant tolerance to some stresses, to cold stresses or dehydration stresses. It's more about their growth status and this controlled environment. So their change about these parameters is not, I think it's not very, very similar to our, very similar to the previous study about stress tolerance. Yeah, it's very different, their changes. Yeah, sorry about that.